Okay, today is Daf Pei, the 80th Daf, and we're actually on the top first word of Daf Pei. So here we go, we're still in the middle of a Mishnah, different rules about Gittin. One other rule, so the case is as follows. What we're talking about is where a get was written improperly, whether it had the wrong malchus on it, or the date was wrong, whatever it is. And so the halacha is that if the get is written improperly, she's not really divorced. So if she goes ahead and remarries someone else, thinking she's divorced, teite mize umize, she has to leave both of them. That's a knas. So not only that, there's a lot of rules here. So one of the rules are, we start on Daf Pei, Bas Levi, if she's a Bas Levi, then she can no longer eat mina meiser, she can no longer eat meiser. Bas Kohen, if she's a daughter of a Kohen, mina truma, she can no longer eat truma. Ve'ein yarshin shel zeh, ve'yarshin shel zeh, yarshin ksuva. Neither the yarshin of the first husband or the yarshin of the second husband inherit her ksuva. Says Rashi on the first, last wide line, be'yavamis parchinan. In the Yavamis, when we learn the same exact case, the Gemara there asks, ksuva mai, what kind of ksuva? Haktani ein la ksuva. There is no ksuva. Right? There is no ksuva. What do you mean they don't inherit the ksuva? The ksuva was denied her. Umashani, and we answer, ksuva's benin dichrin. It's the ksuva that she wrote, this is a Rabbana made up this thing, it's to protect her children from the previous marriage. They lose that also. That also gets lost. Right? You hear? Shetikna chacham, the chacham made a rule, sheyishu bina, Baneha, yeser achilu kein de machuhon, that it's divided separately from the other children. Kemesa bechayaha baila, right? When the husband dies, afalpi shabaila yerusha, even though the husband normally inherits, fachalo shakli de kantua, it's a knas. In other words, she was married to Reuven, had children. Then she gets married to Shimon, right? Now, the assets that she brings into the marriage are really Reuven's. Right, they're really Reuven's, because what does Shimon have to do with his assets? Reuven died, she got a windfall. That really belongs to Reuven's children. Now she comes into a new life, a new marriage with Shimon. All those assets really belong to Reuven's children. So they wrote that in a ksuva, that whatever happens, it's not really a ksuva, it's really a shtar. They call it a ksuva. Whatever happens to Shimon or the wife, those assets are designated for Reuven's children. They lose that also. If this happens, they lose that also. That's a harsh decree, no?
This whole thing is a harsh decree. So
we're going to explain a little bit. Most of it we're not going to explain. Im mesu, achav shel zeh v'achav shel zeh. If the husbands die, chaltzin v'lo miyabdin. No yibum. Why no yibum? Because it's not really a marriage. Right. Only chalitza. Shina shmo v'shina shem ira. Sorry. Shina shmo ushma, shem iro v'shem ira. If the name's wrong, the name of the city wrong, teite mize umize. Again, she has to leave both, right? Okay. V'chal hadvarim hadracham ha'eluba. And whatever applies before applies now too. No ksuva, all the knas. Kol arayos. Okay, now. Remember the first Mishnah of Masechtas Yevamos? If a man's married to two people, one of them is an erva, and one of them is not an erva. So since when the husband dies, it's an erva to the brother, right? Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter. And Reuven's also married to a lovely girl named Rachel. When Reuven dies, Shimon can't marry his daughter in Yibam. So there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, not for the daughter, not for Rachel. Okay? Got that? Now, what happens is, Kol Arayis, it's an Arayis. Kol Arayis she'amru tzarosehen mutaros. All the Arayis that we said, the tzaros mutar without chalitza and without yibam. Halchu atzaros, so the tzara went, right? Halchu atzaros ha'elu, the tzara went. V'nisu, she got married. She was married to somebody, he died. There's no yibam, there's no chalitza, because the other wife is a relative of the brother. She goes ahead and gets married to someone else. It turns out, Vinisu, she gets married, Vinimsu, Elu, Islandus. It turns out that the Erva was an Islandus, which means it was never a marriage, which means they were never married, which means she needs to eat more chalitza. She's already married to someone else. Okay? If that happens, teitei mizeh umizeh, she has to leave both. Both is really, doesn't really mean both, because she's not, right. She can never do yibam with that guy anyway now, right? V'chol hadrachim ha'eluba, and everything we said before applies to her as well. The other flip side of the exact same case is hakodesh yivimto. What happens is the brother does yibam on somebody. V'halchav tzarasa, so the tzara goes. V'nizis lacher, she gets married. You can't do yibam on two wives, right? Not, forget the case of Erev now. The guy was married to two women, Sarah and Rachel. So then he dies, and the brother says, oh, I'm going to do yibam on Sarah. Okay, good. Rachel goes and gets married to someone else. Turns out Sarah now is an islandess. Right? V'nimtza la'acher, shnivitiz la'acher, v'nimtza zusha ha'itza islandess. Turns out the one that the brother married is an islandess. Again, if she was an islandess, then there was no marriage. He's only married to one person. She had no right to marry someone else. If that happens, teitze mizeh u'mizeh, she has to leave both. V'chol ha'drachim ha'elu ba. And whatever we said applies before, applies to her as well.
So she should have gotten get regardless to protect her.
She'll still need chalitza.
I'm dead. Who's getting it get? She's dead.
Oh, she needs the chalitza too.
Right. Normally she doesn't.
Yeah. Who's mizol mizol?
What?
Because she falls away.
What?
Who's mizol mizol? One's dead.
It doesn't really mean mizu mizu, because what it means is she was married to Reuven.
So
Reuven died.
Yes,
she should have gotten chalitza or yibam from Shimon.
Right.
But she didn't. She wanted to go ahead and marry Levi. So Tate is there that she has to leave the marriage from Levi and she can't go back to Shimon.
But she's still married.
She's not married to anybody.
One second, but she can't get chalitza when he does yibam.
Right, exactly.
And if he did chalitza to her, he screws her.
Exactly.
And the get wouldn't work.
Right. So you ask all the question, how are you supposed to, what do you want from this woman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So another base, we're going to touch on that a little bit. It's still going to be unsatisfactory.
So Rashi's
going to say that there was a suspicion and she had to wait. So Rashi's going to say that. There's no other way to make it make sense. Rashi's going to say there was a suspicion about her.
Well,
they should have waited. Should have known this could be. It's not a normal girl. That's what Rashi's going to say on our base. Next, Kasav Sofer Get Leish Veshover Leisha. So what does a Sofer do? He writes a get for the husband to deliver to the wife, and he writes a receipt for the wife to deliver to the husband. Yeah, you paid me the ksuva, so I can't come back and ask for money because you paid me. Right? He writes a receipt. And Veshover Leisha Vita, but they make a mistake. Vinasan Get Leisha Veshover Leish. They give it to the wrong party. She delivers to the husband the get. And he delivers to her the shover, which is nothing. No one did anything here.
Yeah, right.
It was all a mistake. V'nas nuzel lazeh. Everyone gives it to each other. Ula achar zman harei get. Oh, ula achar zman haget yotze miyada ish v'shover miyada isha. Then they figure it out. They realize, oh my goodness. So teitze mizeh o mizeh. They're not married. They were not divorced.
What's the big deal?
Huh?
They corrected all the errors.
When did they correct it? They 5 years later, after she's married to someone else?
They didn't correct the error.
I mean, but...
She has to leave. V'chol ha'drachim ha'elu ba. And whatever we said before applies to here as well. Right? Again, it's all kenas. Rabbi Elazar, over 1 second. Im la'alter yatza ain't get. Right away, if it happened, it's not a valid get. Im la'achar zman... I raise a get. But if it's a long time later, it is a get. We'll explain that on a base. The first one has no right to touch the second one. In other words, what that means is like this. She's married to Reuven. There was a whole mix-up with the Gittin. All mix-up. She thinks she's divorced. She goes ahead and marries Shimon. Now, what happens? 5 years later, the husband says, oh, by the way, no, you didn't give me the get. I didn't give you the get. I gave you the receipt. You gave me the whole mix-up. We're afraid that they're in cahoots. That the husband and the husband number one and wife are in cahoots. And they're doing it because they want to mess over husband number two. Tosfos says so much so. So how does husband number one have the right to undo husband number two's mess? How's his right to do that?
Has to mess up husband number two.
What? Now he's going to lose the wife. Take me there,
me.
So why would a man do this? He's never getting his wife back.
Yeah.
Because he hates the other guy. Right? Because he hates the other guy.
Why would his wife agree to do
that? Maybe she, who knows what? You never know. You never know how people will do things. But there's a fear they're going to do it. What if you would...
It's negative for her in both aspects.
What?
It's negative for her.
This whole mission's been a negative for her.
Well, that's because...
The whole mission from the beginning's been a negative to her.
Because in Judaism, like he's done like a zillion times, they're not important.
The suspicion is that they switched the documents afterwards. Really, they got the right document. They want to torture this guy, so they switch documents. Knock on his door. By the way, my wife is not divorced. She never got a get. She got the receipt by mistake. You can't stay married to her now. Where do you come off the ruining my marriage? So in that case, we don't believe her. He has no right to do that. Okay.
Yeah, just think, you know, like the case of the islandist.
Yeah.
If he's Miyamin, wife A, is he allowed to even give chalit to the wife B?
No. There's no chalit, no.
I asked the question. It's not possible.
No.
There's no help for her.
Well, wait. I tell you, Rashi, you asked me that, I said it 2 minutes ago.
No.
Rashi said to wait because it was a suspicion.
Right, I'm saying.
How many times you get the same thing again? It's the same answer.
No, because if he can give chalit to B, then that solves the problem.
No, but then he can't marry A and do chalit to the B.
He can't.
No.
She's stuck, and there's no out for her.
No. Yeah.
Like I said, the whole mission.
Okay. Now, my malchus she'ena hugenis. What's malchus? What's malchus that's not proper? What does that mean, a malchus that's not proper? So, malchus haromium, the Roman malchus. Am I karele malchus she'ena hugenis? Why is it not proper? What's wrong with it? Mishum de'ein lo lo ksav v'lo lashon. It doesn't have its own ksav, and it doesn't have its own language. Says Rashi, Ela Michel Uma Acheres. It's from someone else's language. It's from someone else's, they stole it from some other country, no, some other nation. Right? Asks Tosfos, every language is like that.
Yeah.
Right? There's no pure language. Every language is from some other language. After he says it even stronger. The question doesn't ask here, he asks in Avodah Zarah. After the Maisa of the Dar HaFlaga, there were nations that arose after that happened. For example, Yishmael. There was no Yishmael before. There were no Arabs before that happened. More. Yishmael, Keturah, Ammon, Moab, they all came afterwards. So where did these languages come from? It came from it's a hybrid of other languages. They didn't invent a new language. Although I don't know how true that they have to ask these experts that deal in languages. But L'chora, it's not a brand new language. It's taken from other languages. So Tosfos, it's a good question. Yeah. Think about that question. It's a very good question. So what do you want from the Romans? What do you want from them? Half the world did that. You hear that question? Tosfos asked that question in Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos answers...
No, because they weren't people unto themselves.
That's not what Rashi says.
I understand, but
that's not what the Gemara says. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says they took the language from someone else.
Because
everybody did.
What?
No, if you use
that's Tosfos' question.
If he uses a nation as itself,
right?
Okay, the Greeks were the Greeks,
right? So that's what Tosfos' answer. What Tosfos' answer is the answer he gives over there is they didn't have a separate language for the kingship, for the kings. Many times they have their own, like their own customs and their own. The Romans didn't have that, so they're not even like a nation. What are they? They're just a bunch of people running around. Oh, we're rulers. That's what Tosfos explains. At least the other countries, the elite, the kings, the nobles, they had their own way of doing things. Maybe their own language. I don't know, language, you know, like you read a law in the United States. Even you don't know what you're reading.
Still a conglomerate of all other nations.
What? I understand. I'm just trying to give an example of what Tosfos' answer is. That's such a good answer. It's a schwach answer, no?
Yeah,
very schwach answer.
It's a good question. It's a schwach answer. It's trying to get some answer.
Yeah.
Anyway, Amar Ula, b'pneumat tiknu malchus begidden. Why do you even have to write that in again? Why do you even have to bother? The answer is, mishum shalom malchus. It's just a nice thing to do. Shalom malchus. Right? Which is why Tosfos on Amud Beis says, that b'sman hazeh, it makes not one bit of a difference. If you put the shalom the malchus in the get, it's a different world. Back then, even Tosfos says that, right? It makes no difference, which is why it's not done anymore. Now it's with a date from the Bria Sa'olam.
Right.
Maybe not England, because they're
not. Not anywhere.
But they're machshavers so much.
I understand, but if you don't put her reign in the get, all the English people get upset?
No.
If you don't do that in Canada, they get upset? No, couldn't care less.
I don't know if in 8 years to the Obama.
Exactly. Nobody would care. They don't care.
No, but they changed the dating and the get to take it all.
That's why you dated to get all together.
Correct.
Right?
The whole thing was done, yeah.
So that's a separate, another question. That's another question. The whole date is an invention. And if you write the wrong one, the whole get's no good. The whole putting a date, the whole thing is a Dorabana made it up.
You are divorced from me, period. That's all he writes. Is that okay?
It's a machlok, it's midaraisa, yes or no?
What are you saying? Did the whole date?
Why did date get? It's a Gzera Dorabana. Why do you have to put a date in a get?
So you know when.
Why?
You need to know, so the kid should be a mamzer.
That's not why. The answer is, that's not the reason. You don't put a date in a get for that reason. Whether or not she's a mamzer, when she holds the get. When is she holding the get? Is it before the baby was born or after the baby was born?
The dating is
only because we're afraid she's married to a relative. So try to save her. You'll backdate the debt. All this. For the payros.
Right. So now why do we do it?
So now it's a Gzera Dorabana.
Correct.
Rule Dorabana. What?
Why do we not keep it consistent? Because you can't have it. It keep changing every year. Correct. Something else.
Right.
Doesn't make sense. You date one thing and that's it.
No, so Tulsa doesn't give that answer.
But
Tulsa says because nobody cares anymore. He says, why do we put the date of the kingdom? Shalom Achaz. There's no Shalom Achaz. Who cares? No one cares. Umishim Shalom Achaz Tetzei Vavlad Mamzer. And because of exactly this question. And because of that reason, the Vlad's going to be a Mamzer. You write the get wrong. You put the wrong king. You put the king from England instead of from Africa. The whole thing is no good. And yes, Rameir Latime, Damer of Mayor, I'm sorry, yeah, Damer of Nuna, Mishmeh de Ula, Omar Har Yer Mayor, Kala, Mishanim, Matbeish, Tavach, Chavah, Begitin, have Vlad Mamzer. You don't follow the rules to Vlad Mamzer. The rabbis made up the rules. It's just because I'll show you the Koach of the rabbis. Okay, next. Then we said the Shemach is Yavon. Then we said, oh, you write Yavon or Medai, Utsricha, we need both. I would have thought if you don't put in the malchus, that's not proper. Mishum the malicha, because at least they're currently the rulers, right? The Roman Empire at the times of the Gemara was still in charge, right? Avol malchus modai, malchus yavon, my dahavahava. Who cares? You put it in the old ancient history. You put in the no. I don't have an answer why he has to have both. Why the Mishnah has to mention yavon and modai?
By the way, the Romans weren't in control of the.
They weren't in the control of the Chum, they were still around.
Sure they were around.
Right.
Modai
wasn't around.
They had no
influence.
Whatsoever.
Right, interesting. Right. V'yashmina malchus, modai, malchus, yavon. If you want to tell me, well, you know why the Mishnah mentioned malchus, yavon, malchus, modai, mishum de malchus ahava? Because at least they once upon a time were empires. They were. Avol binyan abayis. But if you put from the date of the Beis HaMikdash, what's wrong with that?
Right.
What's wrong with that? It's own history. Okay, so v'yashmin and binyan abayis. If the Mishnah only would have said the binyan abayis, mishum dimedachri shibchayu, because at least it's a good thing. That's a good thing. The Beis HaMikdash used to stand. That's nice. Avol chorben abayis, but the chorben the tzairahu. Why would anybody want to live their life?
He's saying the opposite. He's saying the Goyim will not be happy if we mention that since the construction of the temple.
Oh, okay. The Goyim, we care about the Goyim. Avol Chorban Abayis, the Tzairahu, but the Chorban Abayis is a Tzar. Tzar for who?
For the non-Jews. They're happy that the
they're happy that it was destroyed. That doesn't mean sense.
Why not? The non-Jews are
right?
It's us.
No,
the recollection of Jewish suffering.
You don't want us to from the Chorban. Makes us feel bad.
Exactly.
No.
Mazkir hu es tzairam shel Yisrael.
Yeah.
It conjures up the sad thing for Bnei Yisrael. Amalo, that I would have said that the Goyim don't care if we put in the date of the Chorban because it makes us sad.
Like Tishma.
Right, they don't care.
They don't care because it makes us sad. Kamashmal, Tzricha, therefore, no. It's still no good.
Right.
It's all still no good. Okay, next. So the Mishnah said, it was also, I said yesterday when we read it, it's a hard Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you're in Mizrach. Haya b'Mizrach. Who's they? We didn't explain who.
He was.
The Gemara doesn't know who. Who's he? The husband?
Yeah.
The sofer?
Yeah.
Which one is it? Hu b'mizrach v'hi b'mizrach v'hi b'mayrav. Right? Hu b'mizrach, ha'yi b'mizrach v'kasa b'mayrav. Man, who was in Mizrach and wrote it in Mayrav? Ilema Baal, the husband. Right? Hainu shina shemo v'shemo v'shemir v'shemiro. What's the difference between that and changing the having the wrong city? That can't be. What's the difference? Right? So one second. Right? So Tosfos asks, so they're going to answer, no, lo'alav ha-sofer. We're talking about the sofer. The sofer. Why does the sofer have to be, so we'll get to that in a second. But before we get to the sofer, Tosfos says, you see from here, the Gemara could have given another answer. The get was written in the east side of the city, but the husband lives on the west side.
Same city.
Right. But we don't break it down any further.
So what?
We don't do that.
Who cares where he lives?
What?
Who cares where he lives?
Yeah, we just said.
What?
Because it's the other side of town.
So what?
So the answer is we don't care where they live. We only care where it's given. That's all. That's fine. That's fine. Elav ha-sofer. So I'm talking about the sofer. What does that mean? That the Chacham made a rule, right? That the sofer has to write where the get's being written. He has to write where it's being written. On the east side of the city or the west side? He can't write. He can't leave it out. And he can't write it wrong. What's the reason for that? Why does it have to be written like that? Right? What's the reason for such a takana? That the sofer has to write where he wrote it. You don't find that by other sharos. So why does he have to do that here? Well, there are five answers to that question.
Why? We write it up in other places.
We do?
Yeah.
Well, guys, I lend you $100 and I'm writing the shtar in Woodmere.
How did Ksuba done?
What?
How did Ksuba done?
The Ksuba doesn't say where it was written.
Sure it does.
It says where the wedding's taking place.
Yeah.
They're assuming you signed it there.
So why are you making that assumption?
You're making an assumption.
The sofer has to write where it's being written, not where it's being delivered, where it's being given as a separate thing. Where it's being written, why? That's what the Gemara is saying. Why? Who cares where it's written? Where it's delivered? Why is it where it's written? So, five answers to that question.
Ziv?
What?
Ziv?
What kind of ziv? What does that mean, ziv? What does that word mean? What do you mean by that?
That was a fraud?
No.
Adam going to come and say, Mano Yisim?
No. So, the first answer is, that's one of the answers. Mano Yisim, we'll get to that in a second. The first answer is that in case there are any tanoim that were associated with the get, the sofer the sofer wrote it here. So if there were tanayim, the sofer would have written them because he wrote it right here where the husband lives. That's one answer.
That's terrible.
Another answer is that if it's written here and it's written with the kingdom here, but it's delivered over there, the kingdom over there won't get upset because it wasn't written there. It was written here. So if the Shalom Malchus, it further strengthens the Shalom Malchus. How come the get doesn't say from the kingdom over here? Why is it over there? Oh, because it was written over there. Oh, that we'll let that go. A second answer. Peninsula gives that answer. The third answer is also, Peninsula says, because if a get comes from Medina Sayyam, we're going to have to know, how do you know a get comes from Medina Sayyam? So sometimes the Sheikh could say that, but the Sheikh doesn't have to say it, it says it in the get. This get was written over somewhere else. Medina Sayyam. You have to find out from the Vanekos now.
That one should be number one.
That's number three. Number four, that number four is in case. So I said before, only four reasons. I said before that many times in loan documents, they would also write where the get was written because different currencies were in different places. So how much did they lend me? How much was lent? Well, we wrote down, it was written here. And then what's the value here? So for low plug reasons, they write it in a get also. Those are the reasons. Okay? Now, k'da amar lahu rav l'safrei, like Rav told his sofer, v'chein amar lahu rav huna l'safrei, rav huna also the sofer, ki asvi su b'shili, when you're giving the get in shili, when you're here in shili, kasvuhu b'shili, write that you wrote it in shili, afagafte masrinan luchu mili b'hini, even though we're going to give it in Healy, in the next town over. But right in the get, you wrote it over here in this town. V'chi asvisu b'hini, and if you're going to give it in Hini, if you're writing it in Hini, kasuvu b'hini, write that you wrote it in Hini, afagafte masrinan luchu mili b'shili, even though we're going to give it over there in shili. Right? You write in the get where you wrote it. Fine. Amar Ruda Mar Shmuel. Zu Divrei Rav Meir. That's all the Shita of Rav Meir. Right? That what? That if a get doesn't have the Shei Malchus, right? It's puzzle. Or has the wrong Shei Malchus, it's puzzle. Avo Chachamim Omrim Afilu lo kasav elishim santar shebiir hareze megureshes. Even if it mentions the town, I think it's a town surveyor.
Yeah.
Even if it mentions the town surveyor, that's also good enough.
Yeah, I mean, only that.
Well, only that, right? Hahu gita, there was a get. The havi kasav be l'shem asdandra dish bishachar. The officer of some town called Shachar, right? It only mentioned the officer's name. It didn't mention the king, right? I don't know, is that like saying it's the mayor? The mayor of New York is, what's his name? Or is it even smaller than that? You know?
The governor, or some Bashkar.
Right? Bashkar, the governor. Right? What about, so, Shalchu le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista le kameh de rabba kye gav namai. What about that? The governor. Shalchu le baha afilu Rav Meir moda. Even mayor would agree that what? That's a good get. My time of why? Because my osam alchasu. Because it's just the same, it's just an underling. My shna mi santar shebi'ir. How come it's different than the santar of the ear, which Rav Meir said is not good? It's not good. Because hasam zilulei milsa. That, you might have to get that the dog catcher is, what's his name? Okay, that's a disgrace to the governor.
Right.
It's a disgrace. You didn't mention the king. You mentioned some right, you know, some garbage collectors, the chief of the garbage police. What kind of a chashivas is that to the king? If you mention the secretary of this and the secretary of that, that's his appointee. It's chashuv also. You mentioned some lowlife, right?
You mentioned the
Rashi says, Zila be milsa, Shein Shultanas, Giru Mizu. You can't find some official lower than that. Right? It's the lowest official. Uboshes Hila Melech. It's a disgrace. Shenizkar Ba, Zeh, Vidichu Kol Sharas, Mishar Sav. You mentioned him, you leave everyone else out? That's why it's not good. Hacha, Shrivichalei Milsa. But here, who do you mention? You mentioned the governor. Must have been some appointment. That's a chasha. Oh, you really mentioning the king by doing that. That's okay. Okay. Good? Okay, next. Amar of Zera, Amar of Abba, Amar of Huna, Amar of Abba, Amar of Huna, Amar Rav. Zu, that which we said in the Mishnah, that if you don't write the Shem Malchus, right? And not only that, the Vlad's a mamzer. That's such a, not even, the evidence not even good. The Vlad's a mamzer. Someone has a child like that is a mamzer, right?
If you don't write the Shem Malchus.
Right. That's the very mayor. That's only Rav Meir. Ava Chacham Omer Havlad Kosher. No, the Vlad's kosher. It's not a mamzer. Okay, l'chachila, you should put it. The Vlad's a mamzer for that? No. Umodim Chacham le Rav Meir, but Rav Chacham do agree with Rav Meir, Shem Shina Shemo, V'Shema, Shem Iro, Shem Ira, Shavlad Mamzer. If you change the vital, you write the wrong names of the people, that's a different story. The Vlad is a Mamzer. Omer of Ashi, Af Anon Naime Tanino. We also learn like that. Shina Shemo, Shema, Shem Iro, Shem Ira, Teitze Mizeh Umizeh. He has to leave both. V'chal Hadrachim Ha'elu Ba. And not only that, All the kenosim, ramifications, which you said before, apply here as well. Man ketanilu, who's that going like? Ilema Rav Meir, if it's Rav Meir, so la'arvinhu v'lesninu. Why do you have to keep saying that? And all the, just have, and if this happens, and if this happens, and if this happens, and if this happens, it's all a problem. But the Mishnah didn't say it like that, it broke it up. If this happens, it's a problem. If this happens, it's a problem. If this happens, it's a problem. Why do you keep doing that like that? I keep breaking it up like that. You know why? Because it's different people. Because Ela Shmamina, Rabbanon Shmamina. Right? It's the Rabbanon. Okay, now, Kalaraya Sha'amru. Remember, we had two cases in the Mishnah. One case was, there was no Yibim at all. Why was there no Yibim at all? Because the brother died. The Yavam, which is the brother, couldn't do Yibim, because one of the wives was his relative. So no Yibim, no Chalita, nothing. The other case, the second case was, no, the brother didn't even on wife one. Wife two went off to get a happy marriage now. Then wife one turns out to be an islandess, which means she was never married to husband number one. So now wife two is messed up. Two different cases, right? So first the Gemara says like this. We make a deed from the Mishnah. Nisu in. Only because, right? Only because if this wife number two married somebody else, she can't come back to the brother and perform Yibum. How about, she didn't get married, but just Zinu. She had an affair with somebody. Not a marriage. She had a fling with some guy. Then it turns out, she says, listen, I'm not, the guy, the brother didn't pick me for Yibum. He picked the other one. So I'm going to enjoy myself a little bit and have a fling. So she goes and Taka does that. Then it turns out that the other wife is an islandess. So now she says, ooh, now I can do Yibum on me. Because there was never a marriage over there. That's an islandess. It's all mekach tos. It's all nothing. Now she can do Yibum. I'm not married to anybody. So does having relations with somebody else outside of marriage stop her from being having Yibum? The Mishnah implies it doesn't stop her. Only marriage. Right? It says Rashi, Zinu lo, ain asur lis yabim. She's not asur to have Yibum. Why? Dinisui chamor. Because Nisuin is worse. Why is it worse? Shema yom, maybe people will say, chalatzla, she got chalitza, v'niseis, and then she got married to someone else, v'chazal l'konsa, mishen is garsha. Now, somebody's taking her back. The yavim's taking her back. Why? Maybe she got divorced. Who knows? V'havile no say es chalutzaso. Not allowed to do that. The kamle below yibane. You can't not allowed to do that. So again, it's only because, the only reason why you can't do it, it's a problem, you know, but it looks good. So let me tell you, if the Rav Nuna, let's say this is against Rav Nuna. Why? Damar Rav Nuna, Shomeris Yavim, Shizinta, let's say Shomeris Yavim. She's waiting for Yivim. And she has a fling. She has a fling. She doesn't marry someone else. She has a fling. Asura li Yivama. She can't get married to the Yivama. She can't marry to the Yivama.
She did a lav, or is that Chayim Isa for that?
It's a lav. It's not a married woman. She's waiting for Yibum. It's a lav.
Only before Matan Torah with Tamar.
Right. So what do you see from Rav Nuna? We don't hold like Rav Nuna. Why? Because our Mishnah said only marriage, not flings. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily true. Lo nisu v'hu adim lezino. It could be it's marriage and even a fling. Ah, v'hai diktoni nisu. So we only mentioned that. Or didn't we say also any relations? Because lishnam al yinakad, we don't want to mention that. So talk about that. So hey, she said marriage. It means any kind of relationship. Ikad diyamri. Others say no. Nisu v'hu adin lezino. It means both. The lema messiah leder from Nuna. That supports from Nuna. Now that supports from Nuna, right? Damer from Nuna. Shemaris yavam shedzinta asura liyavama. She can't. So if our mishnah includes both. That's exactly what Rav Nuna said. So Gemara says, lo, nisu, dafka. No, maybe it only means nisu. Why? Mishum, de mechalfa be'isha shahalach baila le'medina sayam. It's the same problem when a husband... One second. It's the same problem when a wife's husband goes off to overseas. What happens? Let's see this Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but it'll say it very good. De mechalfa be'isha shahalach baila le'medina sayam. Bova amrula meis balecha. They tell her, your husband died. Your husband died. Vinises. And she gets remarried. Then what happens? Da'asrin and Leila Mahader. She can't go back to her first husband. He didn't die. It was a mistake.
Like in the war.
It was a big mistake. They thought he died. Can she go back to her first husband? No. I afal pi da'ones. Even though it was an ones. Right? Mishum shema yomru. What are people going to say? Yigar gireish rishon. The first one divorced her. After all, why'd she get married to someone else? Because the first one was divorced her. V'nasa zeh, she's married number two. She doesn't like him. V'chaza harishon v'chziru lachar girush esheni. Then the second one will give her a divorce. And the first one will take her back. Nimsa, I didn't know that. Machza girushasa mishanises. You can marry your ex-wife after she married someone else? That's news to me. Can't do that. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. Right? So to prevent all that from happening, we don't let. Hachanami, here too. Amrin and Hacha, Shemri Yomru Chaladzeh, she got Chalitza, Finasa Zeh, went over there, got married, and now she wants to come back? I didn't know you're allowed to do that. So we don't allow it. However, Avol's Nus, but a fling, Lesle, Kale, Kule, Hai. It's not that known that people did that. It's not such a broadcast news that a woman did that. So what's the chashash? What are they going to think? Right? What are people going to think? You know what happened? The husband got married. The husband got married. The only chashash is that Tzrael is here. Right? No one knows she's a prutza doing those kinds of things. It's not going to have any issue with the chalitza. What are they going to think? They're going to think that husband number two, the brother, he did yibum on this one. She was at a mekachtos, so he did this one. She had some 6 months sordid affair. No one knows that. So maybe her moon is wrong. Okay. Next, the next case was Akonis Yevimto. What does Akonis Yevimto mean? The husband picked, the brother picked one. Turned out she's an islandess. The second one was married to someone else. Too bad, right? Why are they both cases? The case where the brother married nobody, because one was a relative, and the case of a brother married actually somebody. So tzricha, you need both cases. If he only had the first case was where the brother married nobody, right? Mishum delo akim mitzvah yibum. Yibum was never done. There was no yibum. I was no yibum because the wife was a relative. No yibum was never done. Right? It was a tzara. Right? Yibum was never. So what if yibum was never done? So what? So Rashi says. The Rashi of the E. Right? I want to say, let's read another line. Aval hacha, but in the second case, da'kayim mitzvah yibum. Yibum was done. Right? Yibum was done.
She got remarried.
And then she got remarried, but now the yibum turned out to be mekachtos, because she's an islandess, so now we undo the second marriage. Aim alo, I would say we don't cancel her. Right? We don't cancel her.
It's an ones,
and yibum was already done. V'i aval hasam, but in the second case, right? I skipped a line. V'yesh min hacha. If you had the second case where yibum was done, mishum deka ramya kamei. What does mishum ramya kamei mean?
The penalties apply here because she has fallen to the yibum.
She has fallen to the yibum. What does Rashi say? Here's the Rashi. The E. Aval hasam. But in the first case, delom ramya kamei. There was no yibum at all. Yibum never fell to her. A malo, I would say we're not going to konis her. Tzricha, we'll konis her in both cases. You know what that means? Ready to fall to her? In the first case, Yibum never fell to her. Why did Yibum never fall to her? Because the other co-wife was a relative.
Right.
Yibum never fell. Now, 2 years later, it fell. I would say don't konis her. And the other case was over here, but in the second case, at least Yibum was done. So therefore, don't konis her. We konis her in both cases.
Right.
So Rashi says if the E. Tana Seifa Mishum Deram Yekamei Shteyen Shenaflu Tchilul Es Yabim Ka'achas. They both fell to Yibum. Ukishen Es Yabim Ha'achas Kodim Shetavi Shtey Cyrus. She was still too young. Havalei L'Tzarasa L'Hamten. The Tzara should have waited. Ad Shetireh Shiehei Yivume Chaverta Ksherin. Make sure that Yibum is, that marriage is going to last. Make sure she's not an islandess. That's what Rashi says. Yeah, but even a islandess, you don't know she's a katana.
Well, you she was a katana.
No. You don't know she's an islandess, even if she's 12 years old, even if she's 13.
No, I've seen it. We have to wait.
The kivon de isramai kamei tzricha lases midei zikaso biyibum vadoyim. In other words, Rashi says you have to wait. Right. I think some of the achronim say Rashi means that there was a suspicion. I think he could do it.
Once he's gone, it's only an exception that allows her to get married in the first place.
Right. Say that again?
It's only an exception that allows her to get married in the first place. The father gets her married because of whatever the reason is. He doesn't have money later on, but otherwise he can't do it. There's no...
Okay, let's try to. I told you. We're going to answer it a little bit, but it's going to be unsatisfactory. I told you. I didn't get the point. Kasev asofer v'tov v'nasan gel isha v'shover. Rabbi Lazar omer im la'alta yotza. What did we say? They mixed up the documents. So Rabbi Lazar said, if it happened right away, not divorced. Later on, yeah. Hechi dami la'alta, hechi dami la'achas man. What's now later, and what's now, what's later? Amar v'yuda amar Shmuel calls manchi yoshin va'oskin va'osa inyan. If they're still sitting there talking about the get, zela alter. That's right away. Amdu, they got up to go to their separate lives, zela acharzman. That's considered acharzman. Rav Adar Bar Ava amar, lo nisei, as long as she's not married, Zeh lel alter. That's considered right away. Nises, once she gets married already, zehu l'achazman. That's already considered achazman. What?
I would say, what you gonna do? What's her out? I mean,
So Tanan, 1 second. Our Mishnah said, lo kol hamenu min harishon la'abed zechus ha'shalsheni. Because the first husband has no right to go to the second husband years later and make a problem. Right. So once she's married, there's no problems. No problem. No, leave it alone.
Right.
Right? So we said two answers. One answer was, what does it mean right away? As long as they're still discussing it. Once she goes off on her separate life, he can't undo it.
Right.
But then the Mishnah, but that's the first answer. Second answer was she got married already. But in the first answer, we said the husband has no right to undo the marriage of the second guy.
Right.
There is no second guy. She didn't get married yet.
Right.
What does that mean? Bishlom alervad barava hiring to Tony Shani. There's a second guy. El Shmuel, my Shani. What second guy? There's no second guy. The Gemara answers. No, Zechus HaRoyal Shani. The right for her to get married to someone else.
Oh.
That right can't be taken away. That's a funny thing. If the whole issue is Kenunya, that we want to mess over some other guy. There's no other guy.
Right.
Who are they messing over? There's no other guy yet.
He just wants to mess her up.
What?
Just mess her up.
Maybe he wants to mess her up. Right, maybe just mess her up.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other thinking was he wants to mess up this other guy. We're gonna make a plot. We're gonna pretend we switched up the documents. He marries some other guy and ruin his life. That's a crazy thing to do.
You ruin her than you ruin him. It's more shy of.
Right.
She wants to ruin.
That's what it means. It means to mess up the zechus of the second guy.
This is real Stephen King stuff.
Yeah. All right. So we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll pick up by the Mishnah. Everyone have a very good day.
We're both tough today.